This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Welcome along to this podcast, and live music was once again the focal point of our show on the night shift when Marwan Hawa came in with an absolutely gorgeous guitar. What a beauty it was. And he sang us a couple of great tunes, one of them the classic from Eric Clapton, Layla. Do enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show each and every weeknight, 8 through 10, here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Marwan Hawa joining us in our studios. Marwan, great to see you.
Great to see you too.
I mean, you've been making music in Dubai a long, long time. But before we get to that, I just want you to hold that guitar up a little bit higher. What a beautiful, beautiful instrument that is. Oh, tell me the history of that guitar.
Well, all right. That was the first a proper guitar I bought back in 1995.
Yeah.
Was my last days at school.
Yeah.
I really begged my parents to give me the money to buy it. So I went to the music store. I negotiated with the owner.
Yeah.
And I got it for $1,600.
Okay.
As an installment for the next six
months.
Yeah. Well, of course, I had to gig.
Yeah.
I had to play music at that time.
To earn money to pay for it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what brand of guitar is it?
That's an Ovation.
It's an Ovation. Oh, wow.
Elite series. Yeah.
And it is elite. I mean, I've just been hearing you strumming a few.
Wait till you hear
such
it live.
Such a sweet sound. Yeah. So tell me about music growing up and what attracted you to music and what made you want to buy your first guitar?
Well, you know, I've been lucky enough to be surrounded by people and mainly musicians. They were friends at Scouts. You know, so
okay.
I grew up listening to guys and girls playing guitar and singing.
Yeah, yeah.
Around the campfire. Yeah, exactly. See, when I first saw this, I was really, you know, impressed with the outcome and the ambiance. And then I decided, you know, I really want to learn how to play guitar at least.
Who were some of the people that you were listening to, you know, like the well-known performers? I mean, you mentioned Eric Clapton earlier on. Was he? Were you a fan of Eric Clapton?
I love Eric Clapton, of course. You know, back in the 80s, let's say, that's when I started, you know, listening to music.
Yeah.
We had limited access to music at that time. You know, there was no internet, no YouTube, nothing.
Yeah.
So imagine how I learned how to play guitar at that time. You know, using the cassette. We used to buy the cassette,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Play, stop, try to play the
really,
music.
Really, that's how you learn.
Exactly. Rewind, stop, play again.
Yeah.
No, it's not the right notes. So I grew up listening to many, many artists, including, you know, of course, Clapton, The Doors, Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin.
So some classic rock.
Mainly classic rock.
Yeah,
classic rock.
And then in Dubai, you've worked with lots of people that I know and done loads of residences. Certainly back, would it be the 90s perhaps that you were doing a lot of residences?
It's basically 2001, 2002.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's when
I first came to Dubai.
I mean, you did, Harvesters was a big gig for you, wasn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. I did Harvesters with my band back in 2003, I guess, for 3 years.
Yeah.
We were the resident band. We played for 3 years.
And at the Crown Plaza with Salha, the rather famous singer.
Salha, we did, yes. We did the piano bar for a couple of years as well.
Yeah.
Beautiful gigs. Then I played the blue bar for... I think around 7-8 years.
Wow. Wow. So you've really grown up with a music scene here. No two ways about it. You're going to do something for us and that we're going to hear that sweet guitar. It's absolutely gorgeous. And you've chosen a real like classic kind of soft rock, you know, staple ballad. Tell me why you wanted to sing this song.
You know, I haven't played this song in ages. And the other day I was, you know, having a drink with a couple of friends and came up on the radio. So I was like, okay, I miss it.
You miss this song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The next thing is for me, you know, to grab a guitar and try to play it again and again.
Why not do it live on the radio?
It brings back good memories, you know. All right.
Take it away. Once again, this is Marwan Hawa. He's live in our studios, musician that's been in Dubai for many, many years with an absolute classic song. Off we go.
Mm-hmm.
looking for something I can't get. Broken hearts lie all around me, and I don't see an easy way to get out of this. Diaries sit by the bedside table, the curtains are closed, the cat's in the cradle. Who would have thought that a boy like something you said. I just died in your arms tonight. Ooh, oh, 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 I just died in your arms tonight. Must have been some kind of kiss. I should have walked away. I should have walked away. Surface on a name on a list. I try to be discreet, but then I blow it again. I'm lost and found, it's my final mistake. She's loving by proxy, I'll give it all take. Cause I've been thrilled to the fantasy. Something you said, I just died in your arms tonight. Ooh, oh, oh, I just died in your arms tonight. Must have been some kind of kiss. I should have walked away. Should have walked away.
Oh, beautiful, Marwan. Absolutely. Awesome, awesome, awesome. That guitar, it's very meaty sound, isn't it? The lovely bottom end bass.
It's beautiful.
It's just gorgeous.
I love you too now.
Has it got a name?
That's my baby. I just got
it's your baby. You're kind of cradling it like it's your baby as well. So, beautiful song. The Cutting Crew, I believe.
Yeah, Cutting Crew,
did that one, didn't they? And is that kind of the style that you... Is that the style that you like to perform?
Well, I play almost everything. I listen to really everything. I just like to take a song and, you know, just change it a bit.
Yeah,
just
put your
add
own
my
stamp
feeling
on it.
Into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
makes sense for me, you know. I just don't like to copy songs.
Exactly. Yeah. So, well, we're going to come back. You're going to do another one for us, and we're going to talk a little bit more about your music and any gigs that we can come along and see you at the moment. I think you're kind of taking a bit of a back seat from live performing, but we'll find out more about that when we come back live with Marwan Hawa.
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Yeah, welcome back. And we love to feature live music, of course. There's so many fantastic musicians across this city. And one of them is Marwan Hawa, who joins us in our studios once again. I mean, you've really seen the music scene develop. When you first got here and started playing live, it was a totally different landscape than what it is now.
Indeed. Back in 2001, when I first came, there were a few live music bars, as you know.
Yeah.
You've been here enough to know, I guess.
What is it now? Oh, 38 years. Yeah. So it's a long, long time.
So, you know, there were a few places, just like, I guess, Crown Plaza was one of them. Rock Bottom at the... Port Dubai.
Yeah.
Hard Rock Cafe, the original Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah, which was on the Sheikh Zayed Road. Yes, and you've played all of these places, right? Yeah. What about technology in music now, Marwan, as it's evolved? I mean, do you use any technology, or do you prefer to keep it pretty much acoustic and, you know, as it was back then?
Well, that's a really nice question with the beautiful timing. Today, I got my first piece of technology so I can record the music I play, which is a sound card, you know, and it works perfectly. perfectly.
Yeah.
I really love it. I really love it.
So have you been recording then today?
Yeah, the whole day. I've been recording the whole day now.
Yeah, so cool. I mean, is it easy to use?
It's really easy to use, yeah. It's quite simple, quite simple. That's the basic one, you know, it's the beginner piece. So it's good, yeah. I mean, the technology helps a lot, you know, helps artists to sound better. Helps guitar to sound better, you know.
I mean, I love these. I went to see Ed Sheeran a few weeks ago, and the loop station that he uses, you know, and everything is live, and he just, you know, a couple of bars strumming and then some backing vocals into the mic, and just this massive sound can be made.
That's beautiful. Next time I will hopefully bring my looper with me. So
have you got a loop station?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice one. Anyway, you're going to do one more song for me, Marwan, and I think you're going to do something by Mr. Clapton, if
yeah,
I'm not mistaken.
Nice one, yes, yeah, yeah. Yes.
What do you think made Eric Clapton such a special guitar player?
His guitar riffs.
Like, so unique.
Exactly.
With a unique sound.
Layla, you know, back in the days. His guitar playing is amazing.
Amazing. And now this song is also amazing. There's a big story about this tune as well. So take it away. This is Layla once again, coming from the voice and the guitar of Marwan Hawa. At the end of that, very Eric Clapton. Of course, the story of that song is him, George Harrison, and Patty Boyd were in kind of a love triangle. Exactly. At the time. George Harrison wrote something for Patty Boyd, who he absolutely adored and was his wife, but also Eric Clapton had feelings for her, and he wrote that song. So it's quite a story, and it's interesting, just of late, Patty Boyd has actually released and published some of the letters
that that Eric Clapton wrote to her. He obviously was crazy and madly in love with her. But what a song and what a story. I'm so glad that you played that one. And that little riff at the end really showed off your guitar, your little baby guitar there.
Influence.
Yeah. So, Marwan, and can we follow you on social media? You put stuff up on Facebook. I see Lionel Richie songs and Kenny Rogers songs.
I grew up listening to all these artists. So yeah. I'm kind of, I have a heart for them.
So do I.
Every now and then, anything that comes to my mind, I just record it and just put it on social media.
Yeah, yeah.
And people love this stuff, to be honest.
They do, yeah. That's why I got you on the show. I think you were singing Stuck on You or something like that from
Lionel Richie. Or
possibly Kenny Rogers. Yeah. So how can we follow you? Where can we follow you on social?
Marvin H. Official on Instagram.
Okay. Marwan H.
Marvin H.
Marvin.
MARVINH Official at on Instagram.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much for coming in and entertaining me with
pleasure,
a couple of tunes. And I'm sure our listeners and our viewers on Facebook Live really enjoyed that. Once again, Marwan live in our studios.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8,
the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to DubaiEye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts